sidelines, your main guy, your eyes guy?
Well, we got a couple of guys upstairs. Will Loing, Anthony Midget, Doug Coleman. Now Doug is working with special teams, but he helps with the linebackers, and so he's got eyes on the field, and Will and Anthony, they've got eyes on the field as well.
How important is that to you to have somebody who can play?
Oh, that's really important, because the information that you get from upstairs is critical to making adjustments, you know, during the course of the game. And so if those guys up there are good, then that helps me be better.
Did you ever any time get put in the press box?
A long time ago. When I was in college, I was in the press box. Tech for a little bit, Western Kentucky for a little bit, you know, so. But the thing about, I think that by being on the field, you get a feel for the game, you get a feel for the attitude of the players. You can look in their eye and see, you know, whether there's some brightness there or if there's some dullness or exactly what.
What did you see in their eyes against the Giants?
Well, you know what? We didn't play well and didn't play well enough. We got beat by a team that played better than we did, and that's generally never a good feeling. But what we have to do is we have to put that one behind us and then try to get ready for the coming game. And that's what we've been trying to focus on this week, is trying to improve our technique, trying to improve our fits, trying to improve our tackling, you know, and then play a good game Sunday.
What do you like about him?
He's an experienced guy. He's a big body guy, and that knowledge that he has about playing inside, because he's played inside on some good teams, and the experience about playing, knowing how to play inside, knowing how to fight the pressure, and how to use the pressure to help you make a play. All of those things are positives for him.
How dangerous are some of the weapons that Bills have?
Well, speed is always dangerous, you know, and they got a lot of guys that run fast and play fast. And so, you know, when you are not able to match the speed, then you've got to make sure that you're in position, use your leverage, and use the proper technique so that you can make the play. And then generally, if you can keep it from being a one-on-one game with speed, and then use more than one guy to help contain the speed, then you give yourself a chance.
How do you feel about the overall speed of your defense?
Well, we've got talent on the defense, and when they play together, they play pretty well.
When we wrote the tackling, how or why does it happen where a team tackles well for a couple of weeks, and then there's a game where it seems like as a unit, a team doesn't tackle well?
But there are a lot of things that kind of go into it. Sometimes guys try to create turnovers rather than tackling first. And so what you have to do is the first guy has to be the tackler, and then the second or third guy has to be the guy who tries to get the ball out. And if you don't use that formula, then guys miss tackles, you know, and they don't get the ball out, and then they miss tackles. You give up yards, and so sometimes that happens. And then,
is that a problem on Sunday where guys are trying to go for the script instead?
Late in the game, yes.
Are you concerned about that long term? You feel like the run defense, or you can get better?
Well, we have to play better, definitely. And if we play better, we'll be able to correct it, you know. Anytime you're unable to stop the run, you have a problem on your defense, because that impacts the passing game as well, play action and then passing attitude and everything else. So we have to do a good job of being able to stop the run to give ourselves the best chance defensively.
Coach, up the middle, do you feel like you kind of solidified that by bringing in Pickett?
Well, only time will tell. You know, he's got experience, but we got to put him in there. He's learning the system, and it's a little bit different than what he's been in. And so hopefully we'll be able to get him in there and get him some plays and see how he does in those plays. But I know he's been in the playbook. He's been studying at practice. He wants to know all the terms and find out exactly what we're doing so that he can give himself the best chance on Sunday.
Can you anticipate how much time it might take him to make an adjustment?
No, I think that that's hard because everybody, you know, everybody picks up things at a different different speed and a different level, you know. So all I know is he studies and he wants to pick it up. And so I think that he will pick up some things. It's just how quickly he picks it all up.
Bill specifically mentioned Jeffrey Kagan as a guy who we'd like to get some more snaps. But what have you seen from the rookie that you think he can handle that?
Well, he's made slow progress, you know, since he's been here, but he has progressed. And we think that he's ready to go into the game so that we can find out exactly what we have. You know, he's been playing what about 8 to 12 plays a game, last couple games. And so he's been able to represent himself decently, you know. So if he keeps progressing, then he'll get himself more playing time. And then I think that that will help the defense as well because now we have at least another guy that you can put in there and rotate and try to keep guys fresh and things like that.
Romeo, Tim Jamison was out there right off the bat.
Yeah, Tim has some explosion. He has some first-step quickness, and Tim is a very conscientious young man. He takes pride in knowing all the defenses and his responsibilities, and he really hates to mess up, you know, anything like that. And he's made good progress, so I feel good about Tim.
How about you,
Paul? Well, Paul, he's a big, strong, physical guy on the inside, and he does okay versus some particular type blocks and other blocks he's not as good at. But he can hang in there and take on double teams. And when you've got a guy who can stay at the line of scrimmage and against the double team, that means one of your linebackers is going to be free. And so that's what we kind of to talk to him about is being able to keep those linebackers free.
DJ said he admitted today that he wasn't playing like himself last week because of the elbow, and he thinks this week he'll play a lot better because he's healthier. Did you see him playing differently when you watched the film with the elbow back?
Well, I think that he tried to play the way that DJ plays, you know, but when you don't get as many practice reps as you normally do, you know, then your reactions are not quite the same. And sometimes you find yourself out of position and not being able to do what you normally do. And I think that he realized that, and so he's gotten more reps this week, and hopefully he'll get back to where we need him to be.
Can you talk about making in-game adjustments? How much do you rely on the players on the field telling you what they see and communicating that to you guys on the sidelines or in the press box so that you can make those sort of adjustments?
Well, yeah, it all goes together, you know, because you can't see everything. Even though the guys in the box, they're looking, but they're looking at a lot of different things. They're looking at pass routes. They're looking at blocking combinations. They're looking at personnel. They're looking at the offensive play, you know. But the guy playing the game, you know, if he can give you good information about what kind of block he got, who blocked him on a particular play, you know, now if he can give you good information, now then you put it all together and say, this is what we need to do to stop this particular play or to slow this personnel group down.
Who are some of those players that you rely on to make those?
Everybody, because anybody who plays the game, you're going to ask them, what happened to you on that play? Who blocked you on that play? You know, what route did they run? You know, and so all of them have input, and you take all of that input and then make adjustments as a result of it.
Coach, along that line, does it help the DJ Scrimmager practice against Sam and what was that ridiculous cost? Does it help his mental
game? Well, he knows the player, you know. He knows the player, and he knows the player's ability. Now, the thing about going against a guy who's not in college anymore, you know, he's learning the pro game and he's doing some different things. And so you have to study how the team is using him and try to anticipate some things there. But the fact that he knows the player, and so if he has a matchup against that particular player, I think that will help him in his matchup.
In trying to I guess, correct or improve the run defense, How do you balance between, you know, getting the guys to execute what you want them to do and then maybe having to change the scheme in order to put them in positions where they can be successful?
Well, you know what? If they do what the scheme calls for them to do, then you don't have to change the scheme, you know. Now, if they're not able to do what the scheme calls for them to do, then you have to try to put them in a different position. But generally what happens is you put them in a different position and a different play. You get attacked by a different play. And so now then you move them over here, and then you move them over here, and then you're in this guessing game, you know, about, okay, if you guess right, then you're going to look good. You guess wrong, then you look bad, you know. And so what we'd like to do is we'd like to be fundamentally sound so that we can play good, solid technique, all right, so that we don't have to get into a guessing game all the time.